Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can listen to Grant and Danny all over the DMV on our flagship 106.7. We're also live for a couple more hours in Richmond, AM 910, FM 105.1. Take us with you wherever you are. You can pause, rewind the show via the app. It's available free and wherever you are, coast to coast, the Odyssey app. And you can watch us in high definition on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube channel. Let's give away some Caps tickets as promised. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Right now, you are winning two tickets to see your Capitals Friday, October 31st. Halloween this week against they're playing New York, actually. Hockey Halloween presented by Dunkin' Spooky Vibes. Take over Capital One Arena for tickets and the complete cap schedule. Visit thefandc.com/events.
We are brought to you exclusively so by the law firm of Condroy and Murray. They can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
We'll get to the Commanders in just a few. Want to talk about that classic World Series game last night as well. All in our blitz. Let's start off on the ice. Katie Florio does a great job for the Capitals Radio Network. Katie, last time out for the Caps was UGLY, just a really, really poor performance on Saturday night. But more importantly, it sounds like Dylan Strome avoided a serious injury. What can you tell us about that? What's going on with Rasmus Sandin's health as well?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, the injury details are pretty tight-lipped. We do know that Rasmus was placed on the IR yesterday, but that obviously is retroactive to Tuesday. So if all goes well, he could potentially be back Friday against the Islanders. And then, yes, for Dylan Strome, they have not announced what body part. We just know from, you know, lower body, and then obviously from his reaction, you know, is it an ankle, is it a knee, is it a groin? I think the way he kind of came up and really couldn't put pressure on it, it could have been any of those things. But I think the fact that he's listed as day-to-day is definitely a relief, because we were all holding our breath there. So definitely not ideal circumstances for the Capitals. And yeah, you mentioned just a clunker, one where, you know, you want to burn the tape after a game like that. But if anything, last year we talked about the response of this team and the winning record that they do have after a loss. And so tonight's just another night to go out and prove that was a one-off and that they are still this consistent team that we know.
Yeah, Katie, there's not to harp on the negative, because you're right. Over 82 games, it sort of folds into the fabric. Every team's got off afternoons or off nights, et cetera. But there now it's kind of two through, what has it been, 9 games or so that they've played, down to 10 games. There have been that Vancouver first couple of periods and this one against Ottawa. Yeah. When it's not going well, what is it versus when they're on their P's and Q's?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been starts and, you know, some of the play defensively that we've seen as well. I know Charlie Lindgren was visibly frustrated after the game in Ottawa, and no, it wasn't a great game from him, but that's now Ottawa and then back to Vancouver, where the team has come out and they've been flat in front of him. Turnovers, miscues, like I said, just some sloppy play defensively. And so they certainly haven't helped him out. And Tariq El-Bashir and I were talking on this week's Monumental Ring Report show that we recorded. And I think, you know, you could describe this start as a roller coaster. There's been other games, Minnesota, where, you know, they were so tight defensively, a really, really strong start, the New York Rangers. And so it does make you wonder. I don't know if there's an explanation as to why it's been so back and forth this year. The injuries, you know, of course, aren't helping. And even prior to the injuries, we were still seeing some line shakeups. We were seeing, all right, sort of now at center, Protas going up and down lines. And so I think it's taken some time to try to get some consistency and get some things set in stone. But you got to hope that, you know, after these 10 to 15 games that you do start to see that consistency, or else it could be a long season.
6-3 for the Capitals to this point. It's pretty much where they want to be. They're at the Dallas Stars, 5-3-1 tonight. They'll drop the puck in the 8 o'clock hour local time. What do we need to know about the game?
Well, another milestone watch, that's for sure. And if we know anything about Alex Ovechkin, he certainly doesn't love to drag it out. So you could be watching history tonight with 900 possibly being witnessed down there in Dallas. But, you know, back to the goaltending, Logan Thompson making his 50th start as a Capital tonight. And you know, we can't say enough good things about what he has done since putting on the Washington sweater. He was the fastest Capital ever to his 36 wins, excuse me, in 50 games is the most of any player in franchise. And so you got to think that he's going to come out ready again and try to bounce back. He's an ultra-competitive guy. And you'll see Connor McMichael on that top line now with Ryan Leonard and Alex Ovechkin, at least to start the game. I think Ryan Leonard has certainly been a bright spot this season. I think there was a lot of expectation on him last year, and a lot of people jumping the gun with, you know, when he came in April and playoffs, and why isn't he producing like this stud we knew him to be? But, you know, it's a hard league, and it's a lot to come in at 20 years old. And so now he has a full off season, a full training camp under his belt. You can just see in the locker room every day, like, he's settled in. He kind of knows what's going on now, and it's not just learning the ropes. And so his swagger is the word that Carver used this morning that really sets him apart, and that's just the confidence that he's confident to begin with. But coming into tonight with a 4-game point streak, I think you can really start to see him feeling like, you know, he has things under control and under his belt.
Katie, thank you as always. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
You got it. Let's hit that MLB sounder, please, Topes. Our guy Kyle Glazer, Foul Territory Network. That was a long and unbelievably excellent World Series game last night. Try to quantify it for us, Kyle.
Well, it was the longest World Series game by innings, or I should say tied for the longest World Series game by innings in Major League history, and the second longest World Series game by time in Major League history. So we certainly were looking at a game we have seen the likes of very, very rarely in Major League Baseball's history, but it was exciting. There's definitely a little bit of a lull there and in some of the middle teens innings, but Freddie Freeman once again with a walk-off home run to win a World Series game at home for the second year in a row. Special stuff all the way around.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Toby, our producer, was in Eastern time texting us that he was still awake watching it, so kudos to him, as me and Darris were in Central time fighting the good fight to stay up for that game. But man, oh man, was it special, and it's one of those that you'll remember where you were watching it forever, and the ending was fitting with Freddie Freeman. It's just funny to me, Kyle, watching at one point, and it ended up working out, but the Blue Jays intentionally walk Shohei Ohtani, then intentionally walk Mookie Betts. So it's like, okay, IBB an MVP, to face Freddie Freeman earlier in the game before he hit the walk-off, who's also an MVP. They're just inevitable, man. I don't know what you're supposed to do.
And that's the thing with the Dodgers. Yes, they have this incredible amount of high-end talent, but they also have depth. You talk about those three MVPs at the top of the lineup, then you have Will Smith, probably the best hitting catcher in baseball. Oh, Teoscar Hernandez, one of the more productive outfielders in baseball in recent years. They have so many guys they can pull from. And even look how they were able to take some really, really talented starters and put them in the bullpen, guys like Emmett Sheehan and Roky Sasaki. yes, the Dodgers have superstars, but they also just have this incredible depth. Makes it very, very, very difficult to hang on against them, both over the course of a 162-game season and these long types of postseason games, as we've seen a couple of times now.
How about Shohei Ohtani last night, who's going to start this evening for the Dodgers, on base 9 times?
Look, this was true when Shohei Ohtani was in Anaheim. He is the most uniquely talented player in Major League Baseball history. That's been true for years. Now, some people will argue best player in history. I think there's something to be said for longevity, but in terms of pure talent, we have never seen a player like this in Major League Baseball history, and that's been true for years. And he just keeps raising the bar. You talk about what he did in the NLCS with 6 scoreless innings, 10 strikeouts, 3 for 3 with 3 homers. Then he goes out and reaches base 9 times in a World Series game, and he set himself up to do that by hitting 2 doubles and 2 homers to a point where the opposing team was too afraid to pitch to him. We are witnessing greatness on the scale of a Ted Williams, Willie Mays, Babe Ruth, and it is really important to appreciate what we're watching and just how rare and special this is.
What does last night's game do for tonight's game in terms of pitching, availability, and the whole nine?
Yeah, look, every man on this team, on these two teams, they're saying the same thing. Hey, it's the World Series. You know, we're going to go out there and we're going to give it our all, regardless of how long Game 3 took. But from a practical standpoint, in a lot of ways, this is going to come down to which of Shohei Ohtani and Shane Bieber can stay on the mound the longest. Both these teams really, really, really need deep outings from their starters just to give their bullpens a rest so they don't have to go out and use 4 or 5 relievers. They can keep it to 1 or 2. I do think that will be what determines the winner tonight, whichever starting pitcher lasts the longest.
It's crazy to think they're getting right back on the field now. 2 straight nights after that marathon, nice, playing 2 games yesterday. Kyle Glazer, Foul Territory Network, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
My pleasure. Anytime, guys.
Yeah, be good. All right, let's talk football. Tayshaun Reed covers the Commanders for the Washington Post. Tayshaun, you covered this division. You covered the Raiders. You've been to Arrowhead. You know the environment. Washington handled it well early and didn't really have false start penalties or a lot of that offensive procedural stuff they had against Dallas, and they still lost by 21. What went wrong in the second half?
I think it was just a matter of the defense wearing down. You know, as you mentioned, they got that good start, you know, forced a couple of turnovers early, but the offense really didn't capitalize, you know, give themselves the cushion that they needed in the second half. And, you know, you're only going to keep the Chiefs bottled up for so long. You know, it was sort of inevitable in that way. And, you know, once they started the second half with their touchdown drive, and then, you know, Jalen Lane made the mistake on the kickoff return, sending them back at the 2-yard line, you can kind of feel it coming at that point. You know, if the offense couldn't capitalize and, you know, when it wasn't able to avoid, you know, get up clear, you know,
let's throw him on hold if we can and see if we can work out the cell phone breaking up a little bit. Tayshaun Reed of the Washington Post breaking down the Commanders and the Chiefs with us. I'm looking up some of the numbers on the Mariota touchdown throw, by the way, to Terry McLaurin. 11-yard touchdown pass. 2.4 seconds lob ball hanging in the air. He caught it 0.3 yards from the sideline when the ball arrived. A 29% catch probability. It was an unbelievable grab.
Everything about it.
I still don't get why Mariota lobbed it like
he
that.
He was moving to the left to evade whether it was pressure or where, you know, the rush was coming from, and then knew McLaurin was breaking back across. So I don't know that he thought if he tried to drive it in there, you know, maybe somebody could break on it or otherwise. Basically, just threw it to a spot where only one guy was going to go get it.
But he made it an almost impossible catch.
Well, yeah.
When we were watching in from our view, I mean, Terry was wide open from the middle of the end zone all the way to the sideline. And just any kind of normal throw with any kind of normal trajectory is a better ball. But, yeah, he made it the toughest catch possible.
And McLaurin made it to his credit. I mean, blades of grass barely touching the tippy toe. If he's wearing a half shoe size too small, it's not a catch for a touchdown. But that's the whole point, is there's no margin for error. You know, if Kansas City gets backed up, doesn't matter. You dump it off to Rashee Rice and he's just, you know, knocking a couple people into the dirt on his way to the end zone. Or even if you have something blocked up and you actually have or covered Travis Kelce stays in as a blocker, still gets 40 against you. Or you have Mahomes flushed out of the pocket and Kareem Hunt, who's staying in as a blocker, then can break free for a touchdown. Three of their touchdowns or major plays in the game weren't part of design, weren't part of scheme, etc., whereas Washington's able to get one quite literally by the skin of their toes.
Yeah, in the game, Travis Kelce goes 6 for 99, had catches of 38 and 31. The 38-yarder, to your point, Danny, was just perfect execution of two guys being on the same page. I'm pretty sure Kelce was not even supposed to be running a route on that play.
No, he wasn't. He was in the block.
Right, but a lot of times, you know, you stay in the block until you free release. I don't even think there was, like, a release on that play. I think he was in there, waiting. It was about 4 seconds after the snap that he kind of turns around, like, does he still have the ball? And then he just leaks out into space with nobody within 30 yards. That's really, really hard to defend. You know, to see Rashee Rice get his numbers, that's expected against this defense, I think, 9 for 93 and a touchdown for him. He ended up scoring, you thought, twice in the game because of an earlier near touchdown, but it was just the one score. And a running game standpoint, they got it going in the second half eventually with Pacheco and Hunt, but they did a really good job in the first half. A lot of the things they did terribly against the Cowboys, whatever they did during the week worked with their preparation. They got the takeaways, they stopped the run, they held the Chiefs down to 7 points in the first two quarters. It just went away as the game went on and as the Chiefs started to protect the football, because it wasn't like they were punting in the first half. They were moving the ball. They were just turning it over. When Washington stopped getting the takeaways, they started giving up points.
It was a matter of time because Kansas City was going to find your soft spot. In other words, wherever you thought you might be able to do something, Washington did early. They were harassing Mahomes. The one interception, it was an unbelievable play by Lattimore. The other, you know, good luck, good fortune, which happens to teams sometimes, ball off Kelce's hands. If you're Kansas City, you would take that chance every time. A ball that hits Travis Kelce in the hands ends up as usually a catch and a first down. That time, interception for Washington. But the pressure they were able to put on Mahomes and those two turnovers, it was a matter of time before that offense got going. That doesn't make me feel as badly. Like, when a terrible offense, an objectively bad offense, moves it against you, you go, what a disaster. Bet you Kansas City does that next week, too, against Buffalo. Bet you they do it against most of the teams they're going to play from here on out. It's the fact that Washington sort of lost answers, lost responses, and that's the way it felt on both sides of the ball.
That there is your Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny. 40 minutes from now, we'll talk to Bill. Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt stops by for a Q&A after a 28-7 loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll go inside the locker room with Krosky-Merritt today on Grant and Danny. Next, though, let's take a look at the conference and division standings and how things stack up for Washington. They are creating quite a hole to dig themselves out of. Just how big is it? We'll look at that next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On site in Kansas City at our Odyssey headquarters. We're coming home tonight. We'll fly back this evening and be in studio in D.C. at 2 o'clock tomorrow for our Wednesday show. I actually sneaky love the short week of radio, though. We had one of these after the Bears game in when Washington took on Chicago and lost at home. That was still the most disappointing loss of the season and kind of set them in this tailspin. But from a radio standpoint, you're on to the next. Like, well, tomorrow's our Wednesday show.
Yeah, no
show.
Time to lick wounds, right?
Thursday, we're going to be looking ahead to Seattle, and next thing you know, it's the weekend again, and here we go. For a team, it's terrible, because in the cases of Laremy Tunsil and Javon Kinlaw and Johnny Newton and, you know, these guys like Terry McLaurin, who came out of the game with injuries last night, there is no time to really heal, get ready, and feel 100% again. So I have empathy for Washington. But from the standpoint of a fan who wants to get this taste out of your mouth and watch another football game, there is something cool about keeping it moving here after a 28-7 loss.
Yeah, the right back on the horse theory, or, you know, you fall off your bike, get right back on, and that sounds good, but you're also talking about something that needs time and rehab work in terms of injury, getting guys back healthy. But, yeah, listen, we talk about this all the time, and Mike Rizzo would talk about this for years with the Nationals. Nobody feels sorry for you. You know, they don't care if you got one guy out or nobody. They're still going to play and try to beat you. That's the deal. That's what's happening. Like, for Seattle, they're going, nice, we might not have to play Kinlaw, and maybe McLaurin's not 100%. That they're doing the same thing on Seattle radio that we might do if, you know, Jackson Smith and Jigbo was walking wounded or something to that effect. So the league is unforgiving. There's no patience and nobody cares. You've got such a tiny, tiny sample to get right. And if you drop this game, which is not crazy, you're underdogs against a team that's pretty damn good in Seattle, 5-2, off of a bye week, you are 3-6, dude.
Think about how low the bar is based on what I'm about to say about this defense last night. I felt so much better watching this game than I did the Cowboys game defensively. Now, you could say, well, of course, they didn't give up a point in the first quarter and they'd given up 7 in the first half. How could you not have felt good about the defense? Because they gave up 6.5 yards per play, which would rank 32 over a full season, because they gave up 432 yards in a game where the Chiefs shut it down for the last 8 or so minutes of the game. They could have, had they have wanted to, gone for 500 yards last night. I really believe that. Luckily, they weren't that interested, because they would have gone on a fourth touchdown drive in the second half for 70 or more. So you say, well, what do you feel better about? I feel better about two things. First, I feel better about the fact that they did make personnel changes, that they did something different, that they stopped banging their head against the wall and looking for a different result. Now, I think some of it was out of necessity. I don't think they moved Frankie Louvu to the edge and put Jordan McGee out there because, you know, suddenly they had an epiphany and thought, this is something we should try. I think they did it because of the injury to Dorrance Armstrong, the lack of talent and pass rush off of the edge. And they said, our best rusher now in that spot is Luvu, and we've got McGee who could play more and provide speed. But regardless, we finally got the change I was looking for. We finally got to see that. I like that they played Tyler Owens with his length. You know, a guy that just takes up more space and with his arms can get on tight ends and can run with Kelce, particularly in the first half. I actually thought he did a really good job on Travis Kelce when he was in man coverage early going last night. So trying some different things on defense didn't all work on every single play. I get it, but that's a win for me. And then they actually took the ball away, Danny. One of those was a freak, lucky, fortuitous bounce, but you're owed some of those. Because you haven't
gotten
enough of those. You are supposed to get a handful of those in a year, and you're halfway through and you hadn't gotten any. So ball bounces right off the hands of the Hall of Famer Travis Kelce, up into the air and into the waiting arms of Bobby Wagner. That's one where you just kind of accept the gift. But the Lattimore play, and Lattimore wasn't overly noticeable in a negative way last night, by the way, which is encouraging, but he made an exceptional play on the sideline. He was in phase. He was covering. He jumped a route. He made a really good play on a ball that, honestly, Mahomes shouldn't have thrown. Going back and watching, he doesn't have a back shoulder throw there. The DB doesn't have his back to him, so there's no real reason to throw a back shoulder ball there. He tries to fit it in anyway, and Lattimore makes a spectacular early career Marshawn Lattimore play. So there was enough there for me defensively, where for a half you turned him over, you kept him mostly off the scoreboard, where I feel a lot better. But if you just watch the second half, that was as bad as two quarters in terms of getting stops, yards per play as they played. I think Mahomes in the second half was something like, you know, 15 of 18 for 200 yards passing or something.
And it felt like more than that, to be honest with you. I mean, some of those big chunks that they had. Yeah, I think you prefaced it and said the quiet part or the most important part and then went into your analysis. The bar is so low that ... We could sit here and celebrate these minor things where I got to see Jordan McGee some, or isn't it nice that they played Tyler Owens more? None of them are answers. It's not as if that, you know, once they start playing these guys and once, you know, Jonathan Jones gets more time, or, you know, they you know, made Noah Igbe inactive. But if he plays more, then anything or everything is fixed. Nothing's fixed, but slight, part-time, temporary, subtle improvements for a couple of possessions. That's how low the bar is for this defense at this stage. Now, again, there some of it is terrible luck with injury. When you think of Wise, you think of Dorrance Armstrong, where you're not going to be as good without those guys. No team would be able to. You take off your best pass rusher off of a team, regardless of how you got him, whether it's a first-round pick or it's, you know, Cleveland loses Myles Garrett, that defense is worse. You know, name your squad. It's going to be harder to generate that pass rush. Totally understand that. I get it. But the guys that you are counting on that are going to be here, that are part of it, were 100% part of your plan, right? Quan Martin, Marshawn Lattimore, you know, go through your secondary. These are not part-time starters. This is not your Reed Dowdy corollary. This was the plan. Guys that were the plan are still helpless to sort of deal with the continued counterpunches. And that, to me, is just a reminder of, as good as these adjustments, these relative fixes are, it made it from an F minus to still an F, but it's in the 50s now instead of the teens.
Did it give you some hope about the trend and the trajectory of the defense at all?
No, and maybe it's, I take the more cynical view. I guess my point is, the thing that I said even after the Dallas game, and I think still applies, is it's not as if we're just missing that one tool from Home Depot and I can now rebuild my bathroom. You know what I mean? I don't have the ability to do it. I need a contractor to do it. If I want to renovate my bathroom, it's not I'm missing one Allen wrench, or I got to go to Home Depot and ask them, how do I make the socket fit? I can't do any of it. That's what it is to me, is no matter what small, subtle tweak of the guys on their roster they make, or a couple, let's communicate better, or let's simplify this, or let's play faster, or let's play better, the Dan Quinn stuff from last week, there aren't that many answers. You know what I mean? It just, to me, the build was wrong. I get why they tried to do it this way. It just hasn't worked. And I don't think there's anything that really will work, right? The adjustments early were good. That's awesome. Kansas City goes, oh, that's what they're doing. Watch this. We could go for 500 yards if we feel like it.
I wonder what the defense would look like if they were completely healthy. I'd love to be able to see that, because my guess is that while they'd be a lot better, particularly stopping the run, which we saw at the beginning of the season when all hands were on deck, I think they would still have major issues defending the pass if everybody was available. But they seem to think that Will Harris's injury at safety who's this exceptional communicator who gets everybody lined up correctly. It's funny to me, though, that a one-year guy on a contract for a few million dollars...
Is that indispensable?
Is like this irreplaceable. He goes down, and now nobody can communicate, and everybody's confused on the back end. I mean, then that guy should have gotten a pretty significant pay over 4 years or something by somebody. Right. It shouldn't have been a one-year handful of million-dollar contract. But I definitely realize, watching him at training camp, I remember the scrimmage that they had, being out there that day for, I think they called it Burgundy against Gold. It was like a big deal when they didn't have their joint practices with the Ravens. And I thought he was maybe the best player on the field in that scrimmage. So I understand not having him hurts, for sure. But I think where they're really paying the price with the injuries is defending the run. Last night, as Pacheco got going, 5 yards per carry. Hunt got going, 4.4 a pop. Mahomes ended up scrambling for 30 yards. He's number two in the league in scramble yards at quarterback. They were able to just shut off the run game early on and basically make teams one-dimensional.
And that was the plan. That was the design.
That's what they wanted to do. Now, without the size of Dietrich Wise, without Dorrance Armstrong, who can do both on the edge, without the size of Javonte Jean-Baptiste, with a D-tackle room that's banged up, Newton's been kind of in and out in games, and Kinlaw got banged up yesterday. Payne was on the injury report and was questionable until right before the game with the toe injury. So you got a bunch of guys that aren't quite right in the interior. They're getting run on, and it's kind of a you get whatever you want now if you're an offense. You don't have to pick your poison. You just kind of call your play, and it's going to work. But I do wonder if everybody was healthy how they'd look. I just don't like that excuse as to why they're bad defensively. They had one really, really good game to start the year against the Giants when we all wondered, wow, are they about to be awesome on defense? They also played really, really well against a bad Raiders team at home until the last quarter or so of that game when Trey Tucker got off in the secondary. But that was when some of the issues started to get exposed on the back end. But really, the stopping the run problems have started over the last month in a big, big way.
It's not interior runs. I mean, sometimes guys get theirs in there, but for the most part, I'll take my chances if Kinlaw, Payne, Goldman, Newton, and kind of the rotation are available. That's the
area
where they're okay.
That way, with all that size, they just throw a bunch of smart cars into the middle, and you got to go somewhere else.
That's the area where it's fine. It's the off tackle stuff. It's anything misdirection that bows outside. They just don't have the support. They don't have the guys that can run to get there, Wagner or otherwise. And that's where you could see some of those hits where, you know, think of Pacheco moving right last night. Starts inside, is able to bounce and bounce a little bit more. Next thing you know, he's scampering in that weird running style for 10, for 13, etc. As an interior running defense, I still think they're pretty good. But teams go, we'll do that enough to show it, but we don't have to do it very often, right? We'll do it just enough to keep you guys honest, but our success is on the outside. And I think that was the case a lot of times last year where you're running at Dante Fowler and trying to make a bunch of people have to flow and chase and make cornerbacks tackle and safeties kind of come up, and they can't do it consistently, I don't think. And unless they commit, and then you'll never guess what's available, whatever you want in the passing game. So again, they're the little kids standing in front of the leaky dam with too many holes to fill. They can't stop everything.
I want to talk tomahawk chop next, because whatever amount that you thought the Chiefs did it or leaned into it, it's more. And I commented on this. I actually posted a video at Grant H. Paulson on Twitter and Instagram where the tomahawk chop was going on, and I'm kind of joning on it a little bit. And Chiefs fans think that it means that I want it canceled and I hate it and I think it shouldn't happen or whatever. Really, I just want everyone to acknowledge the hypocrisy that you're playing the Commanders and you run out of a arrowhead-shaped we have the inflatable helmet. They have an arrowhead shaped like thing and like stage, and they do the tomahawk chop the entire game, and you're called the Chiefs. And I just want anyone, just one person, whenever they're ready, to acknowledge any kind of hypocrisy that they're willing to. A football conversation today, ongoing on a Tuesday after a bad loss, is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You're listening to The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So it took almost 3 hours and some help from Toby, but the dots have finally been connected on the musical selection today. Yesterday, took us a little while to figure out. You and I are kind of looking at each other like, what is he playing?
Just coffee shop ballads, right. You know, like acoustic deep cuts from Tay-Tay.
Overdoing the rejoin excitement just to wake people up as they were falling asleep, where I'm like, and you're back live!
Welcome back!
But today, I'm going, well, these are a little more upbeat, but what are these songs? I don't understand. Apparently, it's all people beefing with Taylor Swift. So we've had Katy Perry, some Joe Jonas, some John Mayer, which I don't know if they're beefing or just ex-lovers, but apparently it's
It's
people that have had issues with Taylor Swift.
Oh, I see. How about that? I mean, you could have given me 10 shows, and I wouldn't have put that together.
That's pretty.
Not even a hint, with like a specific explanation.
Deep cut, though. Toby Altizer, boys and girls.
These are people, not the Katy Perry division, but the other dudes, they dated Taylor Swift in the past?
Joe Jonas certainly did. John Mayer absolutely has. I believe there's other musicians on that list, Tobes, if you need some more music, because I think he's kind of running out of some options here.
Okay.
But yeah, John Mayer, Waiting on the World to Change. I haven't heard that one yet. I don't really know any other John Mayer songs.
I know the one where your body's a wonderland.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a John Mayer.
Yeah, certainly is. You know what was a wonderland last night? It was Arrowhead Stadium, where the Tomahawk Chop, early, often, constant.
All the time.
Now, here's what I'm willing to say about my anger about the tomahawk chop. First things first, I don't want them to stop doing it necessarily. I don't think they should have to stop doing it per se. I'm not trying to cancel the tomahawk chop here. I know Chiefs fans thought when I posted a video that I was, because they're very upset at me and calling me all type of names and telling me who I vote for and whatever else. That isn't really what I'm suggesting. What I'm pointing out is the hypocrisy of the Washington Commanders playing a game at Arrowhead Stadium where the Chiefs run out of the tunnel through an arrowhead and the tomahawk chop is done all night long. And in some places, like supposedly in Kansas City, they had this movement several years ago where they told their fans, don't do the tomahawk chop anymore. We're going to play the music and you guys do this thing where you just close your fist and act like you're like swinging a hammer. That's what we're going to do now. And it's the same as playing Hail to the Redskins after a touchdown when they became the Commanders. And then you go, sing this song. And you give them new lyrics. And everyone goes, oh, cute, thank you. And then they go, Hail to the Redskins. And right. They just do what they want.
Yeah, we don't do the barbershop quartet. Fight for our Commanders. No, we're not doing that.
So, but the Chiefs fans that I've talked to out here and the radio people that I talked to out here are very much willing to quickly tell you how they made an attempt to stop doing the tomahawk chop. There's only one way to stop doing the tomahawk chop if you really want to stop doing it. Stop playing the song. Stop leaning into it. Stop having it be kind of the entire point of the night at the stadium.
Yeah, if you don't play it on the organ, if you don't have, like, now the ceremonial drum banging guy to get everyone going for the tomahawk chop.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
that's how they start the night at kickoff.
You made a very valid attempt there. Not at all. It's obvious.
Eric Fisher, their former top tackle, joined the drum line or whoever it was up with him, and he just starts banging this big drum, and he's like, do, 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 do. And then, as soon as he does that, they play over the loudspeaker, and the whole stadium gets into it. And you think, okay, this is a cool way to start the game. Everyone's locked in. And then they do it again in 3 minutes, and then again in 9 minutes, all night long. So again, I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you that for the people that have forever shouted us down and said, oh, it's not that big of a deal. The team doesn't even acknowledge it. Like, the team doesn't want the fans doing that. It's the entire point of the night at the stadium, other than Mahomes to Kelsey, is to do the tomahawk chop. So let's just all acknowledge that and acknowledge the hypocritical nature of the Washington Commanders playing there last night as that was happening. If we're willing to do that, I'm willing to move on and stop bringing it up. But that's what I want, is that acknowledgement, which I'm still not getting. And so the comments are like, move on. Nope, not moving on. I'm not ready to do that yet. My thing changed because my owner sucked, got into a fight with the minority owners, stuff was getting taken out of the stores, and no one else has had to make that change. People will say the Indians changed. The owner decided, and in like an altruistic way, to change the name to Guardians. He was not forced by Major League Baseball in the same way that Washington was forced by the NFL to do it. But the thing that I would, my last thing on this is, I got this picture sent to me last night by someone, and it was like, not allowed, allowed. And it was like the pictures of the Indians and the Redskins logos or whatever. And then the other ones are like the Blackhawks, which is, you know, Chicago Blackhawks hockey, Chiefs and Braves, all the other stuff. Can we just stop pretending? That's all I'm asking is, this is not only not a problem, Danny, it is a source of pride. Like, they love it.
There are a million different angles to this. And my thing in life is I want balls and strikes called at all times on everything. Whatever our rules are, we need the rules applied evenly and equally to everyone. So that governs how I think about damn near everything. And so my point all along wasn't that one is good and one is bad. Right, or this, that, wherever you fell on the name debate, or you obviously thought this, or it was obviously that, I don't care, and I'm not trying to re-legislate it. The point that I was always trying to make was, let's say you believed our thing was bad. Totally fine. Reasonable position, as far as I'm concerned. Whether you agree with that or not, I don't care. That's not the point of what I'm about to say. All I could tell you was, if this thing is a strike, the tomahawk chop, reducing hundreds and thousands of people to a simple reductive act, the tomahawk chop. It's the most belittling, condescending, reductive thing that you could possibly have about anybody. Like, all anybody's known for is chopping that tomahawk and scalping people. That's what the action is. They're not throwing a four pass, dude. It's the tomahawk chop, and it's done multiple places. I go, you could call mine a strike. That's thigh high, 97, down the middle. Even Angel Hernandez knows it's a strike. You know, Lance Barksdale's gone, ha! Everybody knows. And somehow, mine's gone, that one stays, and is promoted. That's the only point I have. Again, I don't care where you stand on what should have happened to Washington's name or otherwise. I'm also not one of the people that says that Redskins has to come back or I won't be a fan anymore. I've got a complicated position on that. I think a lot of people do. It's a very strange thing to love a team and hate its name so much that I won't even say it. But I'm also not a Redskins only person. Again, it's complicated. But my point is always, I don't care what we're talking about, where we're talking about, what it is. I need the rules applied evenly at all times. There is no circumstance on this earth where you draw a line, one side's okay, the other side's not okay. You've got not okay, a list of things. Then that one, the tomahawk chop promoted and done in that stadium, is on the other side. No way. And again, I'm not trying to get anything canceled. I'm anti-canceled. If you don't like it, don't do it. If you don't want to be a fan of the team because they do it, don't be a fan of the team because they do it. Do what you want. It's your fandom. I can't. The hypocrisy is the perfect word.
So
I can't stand it. Again, I'm not trying to take anything away from any fan.
Yeah. Right. I went into the studio like you did yesterday with the guys that do the midday show here in Kansas City, and I said as much to them. I don't want you guys not able to do the tomahawk chop. I'm just pointing out that I had to take my ball and go home because it was too late to shoot baskets, and you're still on the court shooting baskets. If you'll just acknowledge that, then I'll be less annoyed. But you can't even acknowledge it. It's such a whataboutism in this whole, like, well, your thing's worse. No. You guys don't just do it. Like, it'd be one thing if there was this huge attempt. I remember the Braves, for a few years, I'm pretty sure I have this right, stopped playing the music, whatever you call that. It's not
the
music.
The prompt. But, yeah.
Right. They stopped playing the, oh, and the fans would just do it anyway, naturally. And so after a little while, the Braves are like, all right, if they're going to do it, we're just going to play the music, and it's just going to have to be okay. If the Chiefs were doing a thing where they were making any attempt because the league was saying, guys, this isn't a great look, and we've got this. Look, we got the Redskins as Commanders, and there was a little more consistency. It would be less annoying. But it is viewed like NBC's telecast kicks off from the aerial shot on Sunday Night Football with, like, look at this tradition. One of the great moments in the NFL.
Let's listen in.
You know, right? Wisconsin's got jump around.
Meanwhile, seven years ago, I got Bob Costas taking his glasses off and lecturing me that I'm a terrible person.
Virginia Tech's got,
Enter Sandman, which they played last night, by the way. Tokyo, you Rick about that? Virginia, they stole that.
They stole that right out of the Virginia Tech playbook. Virginia Tech's got Enter Sandman. And here at Arrowhead, let's listen in live as Grant and Danny, those racist jerks, sit in row 12 because they used to like the Redskins. Oh, and they're like, oh, it's great, Chris. Oh, this is the best. It's just so hypocritical. Acknowledge it. Acknowledge it. Now. Do it! You know, like, Darius, you wanted to say something. What were you going to say?
I wasn't going to say anything. I was just laughing.
Oh, no. Earlier, you were like, trying to... I thought you were on the mic, but no. Okay, no. That's fine.
Sorry.
That's fine.
That got weird.
Right then, it got weird.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. I know what it sounds like. It sounds like we're crusading for something. Like, if we're being punished, I want someone else to be punished, too. It's not necessarily that. It's... I don't really know what I want here, either. Yeah, I'd like some acknowledgement, to your point, but it's... I don't really have an end game here.
We don't have to necessarily. You don't have to explain it, and we don't have to want anything. Right. In my opinion, here's what it is: my dad walked into a room where me and my brother are acting up, and he sends me to my room, and then he takes my brother out to get a steak. I'm annoyed by that, and I'm going to point that out the next time I see him.
Yeah,
that's what's happening. Nobody else had, nothing has to happen.
Is that a specific incident you're referencing, by
no,
the way?
But that's
where
what
Ryan
happened.
Got a steak and you had to go to your room?
No, but it might as well have. That's what just happened here. Maybe that's what Darius was going to point out. That time that the steak thing
that happened. Rhino got a steak and you got a room sentence?
Ja'Cory Krosky, Bill, a weekly appointment, 5 p.m. on Grant and Danny. We will talk to him about some of Washington's struggles yesterday, next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.